Welcome to the Some Ordinary Podcast. I'm your main host, Caleb, aka Oompaville. This is the second host.
Nox, you can go.
I am the second host.
I am the third host. Oh.
Least
Oompaville
least
number two.
Yes.
And you know who the most important host is? The one temporary guest is our friend Meat Canyon. Yes. What's up, buddy?
Hey. Is this the first episode? It feels like this is the first episode with this beautiful introduction. It seems like you guys have really, you know, hammered this out to a fine fucking T. Good Lord. Is this an every podcast occurrence? I hope that your viewers get to hear this every time.
I feel like we should do that.
I had a fucking panic attack listening to you guys just trying to introduce yourselves.
It was like you're trying to like navigate a minefield on that one. Well, when you said the second host, I was excited. Like I look at Nux's like avatar the most during this entire Riverside screen. It's the most animated. It's fucking amazing. And then I'm always like, he's about to do it. He's about to say it. But because it's a goddamn NFT that I'm looking at, it's hard to gauge the emotional impact.
He said the second host, and then he just paused. The man didn't like say my second host, Nux, or whatever. He just, my second host.
You know, I did my part. I was just handing off the baton, and you couldn't see where my hands were, so.
That is true. Well, I told you to get it excited like it was a Sniper Wolf video. I was expecting you to come in all angry and stuff, like, somebody here didn't respond to a kid with terminal illnesses.
I hate women.
Yeah, see, like, you know, Oompa, every time I watch, the first time I watched your videos, I got a really heavy, like, misogynist vibe to it, and I'm glad after watching 10 of them. I'm glad when I watched 10 of those videos, it was all fucking cemented. Yes,
no,
I was right.
I'm not. That's not true.
I don't know, man. The amount of shit you got in your house, like urinals and long guns, makes me question.
My urinal's over there now.
Were you scared of today's ATF tweet, by the way? So it's by the way, audience, it's like Valentine's Day today. None of us had anything fucking better to do than this, by the way. So that solidifies what's going on. But did you guys see the ATF tweet today?
I did not. I'm looking at it right now.
Oh, okay. So the ATF tweeted out, basically, hey, guys, if you're on Valentine's Day and you have an ex that just stores guns in their house, let us know. Get your ex swatted, I guess.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Still up, guys. It's fucking amazing.
Holy shit. That's not good.
It's not. But, hey, I mean, if I was a federal agency... Hey, if I had a shitty ex, all right, I might send a tip to the ATF too. Okay, why not? All right, let's spread
the phrasing is even worse than how you said it. Valentine's Day could still be fun even if you broke up. Do you have any information?
Especially if you broke up. Especially if you broke up. Well, because it was a Super Bowl yesterday, so Meat Canyon, for those of you who don't know, produces a lot of animations that I'm just gonna be honest with you, scare the fucking shit out of me.
Hell all yeah. Right,
like the first time I watched a Meat Canyon video, I was like, it was the Ed, Edd n Eddy shit. And I was like, this is fucking weird. You know what I mean? This is out there. But I like the animation style.
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate it.
Because of the football, because of Super Bowl, I watched your Tom Brady one. I did not know the Tom Brady story. I did not know the Tom Brady kissing his son thing.
The kissing his son on the lips thing? Oh my God, I
didn't know that.
That cartoon got my TikTok deleted and my Instagram deleted because they said it was child...
What? Whoa, what?
So I had to get my... I had like a TikTok with like a million followers, which means absolutely fucking nothing. But the Instagram and shit, yeah, I've had to rebuild them both because, yeah, child...
What?
Because you went too
hard
on Tom Brady.
But YouTube only age gated it, so Susan won this time.
Huh. Let's go.
Mama
Susan.
I don't know. I saw the Demon Slayer one.
You didn't show any kissing going on in there.
No,
you heavily implied that there was.
Well, you know, we had you got to give him a little something. Can't give him the whole shebang. We got to give him a little something. But I was like, maybe I won't show. But I mean, it's weird though because. You know, you don't see the kids kissing. It's like, yeah, sure, it's implied or whatever. But him just beating the hell out of his wife. No red flag.
No, that's
there.
Okay. That's fine.
They're like, you know what? Just let that one slide. They're like, that's easy.
Yeah,
God,
that's like Oompaville content. Whatever.
Coca-Cola's trying to throw ads on that. Yeah.
Well, that's surprising. So you didn't get taken down for promotion of domestic violence, but you got hit for the other shit. Mm. smacking Tom Brady's wife in the face with six rings, that's fucking okay. But the other shit, name? No, Giselle? That's wrong.
Is that her name?
Giselle. Are you talking about Tom Brady's wife?
Yeah.
I have no idea what his wife's name is.
I think it's Giselle.
That's fucked up.
I thought you were going in that route.
I feel like you should have at least known the first name of the woman you depicted getting beaten in your animation.
Giselle Bundchen.
I don't think it looks like her. I don't know. Maybe it does. I'm not sure. I might have said Tom Brady family photo. Try to do something, but yeah. Yep, him and his son. Good stuff.
That was a long kiss. I saw that, it was like...
It is weird. Long. Yeah,
he gets the one kiss. The first one I found weird, and then he's like, no, that wasn't too long. Come back for another one.
Yeah,
I'm like, okay.
That's a Super Bowl champion. That's a legend in the making.
That's Tom. And then I love the reactions people had, too. Like, they were like 90% of them were like, that's fucking weird. And then the one dude is like, I'd give my son a kiss on the face like that. What's the problem?
Yeah, I do
like,
love all the people that come out of the woodworks of being like, it's really not that weird. Like, okay, guys, we're having fun, but like, I kiss my dad all the time. It's like, trying to get people to come out and be like, me too, so they can be like, okay, thank God it's normal.
Yeah, it's not normal. Yeah, I've never seen anyone like open mouth kiss their parent.
You've never French kissed your dad before?
No, I've never French kissed my father.
Mm. Yeah, the closest I ever got was like a kiss on the cheek, and then after that, it was like, we're not doing that.
I never even got that. I got a slap on the head.
Well, I got that too, but like, you know, there's sort of the rare moments of affection.
Kicking
you know,
the ass,
like,
a few moments.
Yeah, I feel like the whole kissing my father thing on the cheek was like maybe when I was like six.
Yeah.
After that, it was like
you're a cute little baby. Yeah.
Yeah. Like after that, it's like, all right, kid, it's a little weird. Get away.
Italians right now watching this show. Like,
you get your degree 4 years in the making, and dad finally plants one on you.
I feel like it's either that or your first
home run. It's one.
If
of the
I'm
two.
In that much student debt, my dad better French me after that. Like, what the fuck?
If my dad paid for it, I might have Frenched him.
Oh my God! Daddy. Right?
Yeah. No, that don't,
then it's not your dad. It's more like your sugar daddy if you pay
your
fucking
tuition. Yeah, it's a
different
kind of daddy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but yeah, no, last night on the Super Bowl, so I only watched like the commercials and shit on it. Like I can't be fucked to watch the entire event because I don't do Super Bowls, but like they had a bunch of ads, but like you guys see all the fucking rappers and shit, like 50 Cent, like Eminem, everyone. Apparently everyone was like fat shaming 50 Cent out of nowhere, and I didn't get the full glimpse of it.
He looked pretty good. He looked jacked, I thought.
He always looks good to me. I don't know what everyone was like shaming fucking poor 50 Cent over.
He was hanging upside down like Spider-Man in the very beginning. He like dropped from the ceiling doing like a reverse crunch. It was weird.
Yeah, like from, well, because it's from that music video, right?
Oh, I never saw the music video. Maybe
Go Shot, it's your birthday. Oh, yeah, okay. At the beginning of that, he's upside down, I think, in the music video. I think that was his whole thing. Did he sing that?
Yeah, that
is recreated.
He sang that, yeah.
That is exactly the song they did. That makes perfect sense then.
Also, it's like, why the fuck are people shaming this old man?
Yeah, he's like fucking.
Yeah, he's like 50. Now. He's done good. Come on.
I saw a lot of people on Twitter just freaking out like, this is so vulgar. The generation is falling so far that this is what people call entertainment.
Charlie Kirk was saying that it was sexual anarchy, and I was like, man, this motherfucker was watching the porn parody of the goddamn Super Bowl, because I wasn't this turned off.
This man was watching the Meat Canyon iteration of the Super Bowl.
Oh, God.
I was watching all Twitter going like, Charlie Kirk's getting off to 50 Cent or something. Like, but then it's weird because that dude is like 28, so he's a year older than me. That means like his sex life must be boring as shit if he thought that was insane, you know? Because this by definition, this was the most PG show I could ever see.
Same.
I think they're
He's just
I could watch this with
house.
My parents.
He just walk around his house with a boner, just like, this is so sexual. It's bullshit. It's fucking so fucking sexual. My dick is so hard right now. And small.
All these fucking rappers at age 55. Fuck it. I'm so ready for it. Shit. For me, it's like I could watch this with my parents. Like when they had like the WAP music or whatever. I think it was like a couple of years ago. They just had straight up softcore porn. It's like, man, I can't just sit down with my conservative ass family and watch the Super Bowl with them. It's going to be awkward.
Did you
and
see
shit.
The, so did you see the Ben Shapiro vocoded WAP song?
Like, no, I didn't see anything.
He was Ben Shapiro was on his show saying how like, it's all going to shit and stuff. Like, society is getting ruined because it's, like, all about, you know, a wet-ass pussy.
Oh,
and he read the lyrics.
The wet-ass P-word.
The wet-ass P-word. The
wet-ass P-word.
Right. Mm-hmm. So then someone vocoded the song, and, like, they vocoded his words to singing it. So you had him sitting there, you know, get a bucket and a mop for my wet ass.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that. Yeah. That's...
wet ass.
But like, that's the wildest thing about all those guys on the internet. I always thought they used wet ass p word to get past the YouTube, like, you know, fucking machine learning bot, you know.
But no,
like, to get their video green. It's but no, save, they actually are offended.
It's to save they're society offended. From going into anarchy, bro.
Yeah, yeah, dude. It's dude. They're like actually scared of saying wet ass pussy. Like, I'm not afraid of it. Like, you know, there's. Are you afraid of it?
It's too much for me.
I prefer to call it pissers.
Wet ass pissers. You have a golden shower thing. Do you wish that it was different?
No! Stop saying these fake things about me! You all think I'm fucking weird!
Oh, yeah, that's us. That's our fault. Yeah, we're going to convince
you. Yeah, no, that's totally our fault. Come on now.
Did you see there was this clip on Twitch of this one dude, like this Giga Chad Sigma Male Alpha Grindset dude, that he was talking to some...
That's like 99% of TikTok.
Yeah, pretty much. But he was talking to an e-girl and he was saying like all two holes or whatever. And she's like, wait, how many holes do you think are down there? He's like, two. For pooping and pissing.
Oh.
And it's like, wait, what? No. Like, so like, where do the babies come from? From the piss one. It's like, oh God. He went on the
pisser, bud.
He went on this whole Twitter rant saying, I'm being like, God, I'm being gaslighted. People are trying to trick everyone into thinking I didn't know there were three holes.
Oh, what a dumbass.
Yeah.
What an actual dumbass. But, like, you see that one girl this week on Twitch, and I wanted to talk about her. I was hoping to God. Like, I literally, like, went to the mosque and I prayed, like, on Friday for this shit. I'm not joking. God, Twitch, don't ban her. It was a girl that was doing the ASMR.
Oh, my God,
fucking,
yeah.
Like, you know? Dude, you know what was really fucked up? Like, I'm in my car, and I, like, fucking... So, like, I'm on Twitter, and my car's connected to Bluetooth audio. So, it's like, that shows up, and I have my music set to, like, fucking max. So, my car is just sounding like... Like, fucking, it sounds like I'm getting the best head of my life in my car.
Amplified for all those around
here. It's fucking weird. You are in a drive-thru, and there's, like, the one, like, homeless guy outside. He immediately darts around, like... What the f-
I smell,
what's going on
I
there?
I smell some sexual anarchy going on.
Yeah.
Yeah!
It's Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's like, what's going on in that car? Yeah, but like, that's what I heard. And then it's like, so she's like sucking into the microphone. And then I'm like, this is fucking wild. How is this on Twitch? Like, I get ASMR. Look, I understand the ASMR tingling shit. Like, I get it. I've listened to it a few times. It's weird as fuck. But, like, not weird. Like, it fucks with your ears. Like,
you
have
like
you ever listened to, like...
No.
You don't? Are you ever going to do an animation on it?
No. I mean, I don't even know what I would do. I mostly see it on TikTok when I scroll by and it's, like, the live. And it's, like, a person with, like, long fingernails. And it's, like,
I hate it so much.
It's just fucking weird. Then people, like, and then you click in it and then it's, like, people being, like, I'm shivering.
No, but you actually do shiver though. Have you guys ever listened to it?
All
like,
over.
No, I
you guys
have
listened to it with like so, full cans, right?
It's weird because like there's two sides to ASMR. There's like the ASMR that's meant to like put you to sleep and whatever. Like you know rain. You know people listen to like white noise or raindrops or whatever.
Yeah, I do that.
Mm. Yeah, so like it's kind of like that thing, and that's like a whole genre. And then there's like the very sexualized ASMR that people listen to. And at this point, YouTube, like, I have a friend, GB, she does ASMR,
she's good.
She's awesome. I love GB. But yep, she gets age-restricted all the time, because YouTube is like, yes, ASMR, like the thing on Twitch. Boom.
Gets age-restricted?
She
for
does
real?
Get a couple of videos age-restricted and demonetized for that.
Even if it's not sexual, it still gets just completely taken...
Well,
like,
she
just gets
fights it and
like
wins. She, but you know, you have to go through the extra steps.
Oh. Yeah. Plus, you also lose that time for the video to grow and like the money that it would make and shit. So it's just a headache.
There's a guy, I forget what his name is, but I've done a video on ASMR and he eats a bunch of crazy shit. He has a few videos where he eats nothing, right? And he's just like, and he's just fucking smacking his lips.
That was
and just,
really fucking good. Holy shit.
And then he's doing that. And then he also eats tampons. Fake tampon, like edible. It's fucking disgusting.
Oh, they're fake.
Wait. Hold on. Isn't that like dangerous in your fucking body though? Like,
they're not real. They're edible.
That's okay. The death-defying Houdini shit about it though. If an old boy sitting there eating tampons the whole time, I'm like, god damn.
Dude, I've seen people eating like deodorant sticks. Like they'll just
Okay, that's not surprising. Stuff. Shoe Nice has been doing that for the better part of a decade.
Well, but, like, no one wants to.
He's still alive, I think.
It's fair.
I don't know if he is.
Wait, no, he's still alive.
He's always lurking. He has to be. Yeah.
If you say anything about him, he knows immediately. He fucking hates me. He calls me a little nerd.
Wait, for real?
Yeah.
How the fuck did you piss off Shoe Nice? What did you say?
Yeah, I did like a video kind of showing people. Because like he was one of the first YouTubers I ever watched. So I've been fascinated by him and all the interactions he had with H3H3. And like he's been kind of touched by all these channels. So I did a video and I was like, I wasn't even mean, right? I was just like, hopefully he doesn't kill himself. And hopefully he's like stopped drinking because he had that whole arc where he was just going absolutely mental. And
Everclear bottle slam.
Yeah, exactly. He fucking took it. He must have been really drunk. When and if I say this now, he'll see this and he'll hate all of us now. So get ready for that.
I go after them once. He seemed nice.
Really, you did?
Yeah.
I'm sure.
I think.
He's like, he slammed the Kool-Aid and then he would just like drink a whole thing of Kool-Aid and then he would say, "Ah, anime titties" or something like that. It was weird.
What?
Yeah, it's on my channel. What one of my videos.
Okay, huh. We gotta get this link later. Holy shit!
I also want to circle back and say that I guess saying the ASMR was stupid was harsh. It was a quick draw reaction. I guess what I meant was the TikTok version of it. I really hate because it's people doing that, but then it's kind of like in the same vein of like I don't know, people like it's just accepting donations the whole time or something. Yeah. So it's like. It's ASMR, but thanking people. So it's like a weird like tapping. And then it's like, thank you for the 25 cheers or something.
Yeah. ASMR,
it's weird. I don't know. it freaks me out. I have to scroll away. But yeah, I have nothing against them. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm
not here making enemies.
One guy I said was really weird. He did Moto Moto ASMR, non-ironically. Thought it was a joke. I thought it was funny, and I was like, "Oh, that's
what's
hilarious."
Moto Moto?
Like
with the hippo?
It's me, Moto Moto.
Oh, the hippo from Madagascar.
Yeah, and he does Moto Moto ASMR. I said that is the weirdest thing I've ever fucking seen in my entire life. I assume that's ironic. Let's move on. He DM'd me on Twitter and was like, "I hope you die young, you pathetic asshole."
Hell yeah!
And I was like. What?
Wait, he DM'd you that?
Yeah, he hates me. And
what the
GB
fuck?
He follows GB. GB follows him too. So he's in that like group.
So GB did like a whole recreation of the B movie, like word for word ASMR recreation of the B movie for her 3 million subscriber special.
See, that sounds
so
funny.
Cool. It was hilarious.
Yeah, that sounds fucking amazing. It got
Moto Moto ASMR is kind of weird.
Yeah, anything Madagascar ASMR sounds fucking weird.
Yeah,
but hey, he wants you to die young. You apparently,
like
fuck, you really
he doesn't like me.
You really like you guys get into some fucking drama with some crazy fucking people. Like
if you just enemies,
yeah. If you just like make a video about someone, put someone in a video and say any sort of opinion, they just get really angry.
I know. Yeah.
I've done that so many times, and I've never gotten to beef with anyone.
Well,
like,
you probably don't look at the like message requests though.
I do, dude. You know how happy, dude. So when I talked about that Eli So Cray guy, the guy who fucked Peppa Pig.
Oh yeah.
So. You know who he is? Mm-hmm.
No, who is he?
I have
guy?
No idea. I don't know.
Okay, so Eli So Cray is one of those like 3 a.m. channels. He's not so active anymore, but I think he's got his life together. Like he has a kid and everything now. So like things have changed for the better. But way back in the day, he would be like, oh, guys, Peppa Pig, like sacrificing Peppa Pig at 3 in the morning. And he would like literally drown her in like a tub. Like there's a video that exists of him drowning the fucking character and shit. And I made fun of that. And I've never gotten any response out of it. Like There was one time where he was like, during the beginning of the pandemic, he's like, all right, boys, I got the cure to the coronavirus.
Yeah.
And like, straight up.
Yeah.
Dude, so here's the cure, okay? By the way, YouTube, I'm not.
This isn't Mudahar's cure.
Yeah, this is alarms, not medical advice.
Alarms are going off.
Eli So Cray was like, you guys should take DayQuil in the daytime and NyQuil in the nighttime. I was like, this motherfucker really went that far.
Yeah.
It's like, god damn.
His speech, I've watched quite a few of his videos. They're not very good, generally speaking. He's like J Station. But he's like not trying as hard, but also trying hard enough to where it's really cringe and just really bad.
He's like, he doesn't. So he goes to college and everything too, right? Every time he opens up his phone in the video and he like fires up the mail app, dude, all of his mail app is filled with like fucking him outsourcing his like college essays to some third world fucking
part. He's awesome, dude. Like,
he's so funny. And he brings it up.
There was a video too where I think it was the COVID video where he edited like a spike protein, like a 3D animated spike protein in his room. He was like, oh shit, and he ran away from it and it was chasing him. It was pretty bad.
What the fuck? He also had the one where he like butt fucked Pennywise the clown and Siri from like iOS.
I like that one.
That was one. He got the so he's the only person on YouTube I know that got his phone's digital assistant pregnant. And that might be the fucking defining achievement of YouTube, right? Yeah, there. None of us will ever reach that point. But yeah, I think we might have all been a little hasty. I don't want to start no beef with the ASMR community. Same. I'm sure y'all are fucking, I don't want it's a gang war fun. On the internet.
That was a quick draw on my part. Don't even listen to me. I'm a
listen. Go after these guys, okay? I support.
Go after the hella sexual ones, okay? There you go. Go after the ones that are ruined.
We should collab with Moto Moto. We should all do our own Moto Moto ASMRs in solidarity.
We should do it on Twitch. Have you guys seen the ASMR category on Twitch? Though
I love it, man. I jerk off all the time. I shouldn't have said that. It didn't even feel natural when I said it all. Sounds terrible.
Yeah, but you're not wrong, though. Like, come on now. This is the thing with Twitch TV I always find. Like, it's so, let's be completely real. Like, not most of Twitch is softcore pornography.
Right. Absolutely.
Maybe like 40% of the fucking ASMR in the just chatting category is. All right. Like,
absolutely.
Let's not pretend to disagree on that one. Yeah. So when you go on there, it's like, I feel like the general market for that is like, it's got to be kids whose parents have discovered parental control. So instead of typing like .com, they're like, oh, well, Twitch, we get kind of the same experience, you know, almost. And the other one, it's like people just want like fucking social human simulator, you know, because that's where I think most of Twitch is, right? Like when I go on Twitch, I feel like most people in the chat are like craving, especially on like the smaller streams.
I think that's all Twitch is. I was going to do a video kind of about that. I think streaming's cool. First off, I think that you have to be like a super fucking likable person. I think that like you have to be good socially and stuff. Like it takes a lot to be a streamer, I think, especially to like
you gotta
stand out
charisma,
or whatever. But it does feel like the entire thing is it feels like this kind of relationship where I think a lot of people who are like, oh yeah, I like this person, I think it's a little bit more beyond that than like a YouTube video, where I think that people maybe feel like they're in that same kind of friend group. And you can even see like friend groups, even like usernames and stuff, chat back to each other in the chats and stuff. It's really fascinating. It's a kind of like an interesting, like new way of like having a digital friend group that you may never actually see or talk to outside of a platform. It's kind of
it's a weird little ecosystem over there. And that's why I think it got so much bigger over COVID. COVID, people were just really lonely and they were like, oh,
it all brings people together in that regard. Yeah. Well, when it comes to the personality, I definitely agree. Like if you're going to be a streamer, you have to have like, I wouldn't say it's so much like you have to be active 100% of the time, but you're right. You have to be completely likable. There's a lot of streamers that are super high energy and streamers that are super chill, but it is just like, you got to be the charismatic person that can like keep the audience like there, you know, the whole way through. And, you know, interestingly, when it comes to the idea of like the small friend group, when I was a much smaller channel, I used to stream on Twitch, right? So we'd get like, I want to say like 70 viewers, 80 viewers on average and stuff. But what was always interesting was when I wasn't streaming, that small like group of people, there was an even smaller group that just literally would chat on that Twitch chat section the entire time. So it's like, that was like their Discord general chat for a while, you know, like they would just go there and talk. And it's always made me like, because here's the thing with Twitch, like when you go to like an XQC stream or you go to like a Hassan stream, any big streamer, like anybody like plus 10K, it's like, what are you going to do in the chat, right? Like how the fuck are you going to communicate? Yeah, like the streamer can barely... Nothing.
You can scream your Keck W along the other Keck W.
Yeah, like the streamer cannot read what the fuck everyone's writing. Exactly. It's all just emotes and shit. But when you go to like one of those streams that's like a few hundred viewers, that's like the best stream for me, because it's like,
oh yeah,
you have the most engaged, you know, like personality on there, because they're reading the chat. Like that's why I love streaming on Twitch. Like if I go on YouTube and stream, it's a lot of fucking people. It's like a Twitch stream and it's cool. But like you can't read a chat, right? Like it's just it's like you look to the side, it's like, oh, fucking blur. But on Twitch, it's like, oh, I don't announce it, so it's like hundreds of people get in. but you
Literally. I think Uba, you saw me. I don't tell anybody about it. I just literally go up, and sometimes it's like 200, like 130 to 300 in that range, just because it'll be like 2 a.m. or some shit like that. But way better.
Chill stream.
So much better.
It's fun.
So much better.
You're just fucking just singing when I joined in. I was like, man, this is awesome. I was singing along at like 2 a.m. You started singing Alan Jackson or something like that. awesome.
Dude, you can just sit on there and like just it's also great because you can just be like yourself instead of like you got to tone yourself down a little bit. Like I feel like and you probably notice this too, like the larger Meat Canyon gets, the more do you have to like tone down certain aspects of your animations to abide by the TOS and abide by the
not to as much as I possibly can. I try not to be redundant. It's very hard to think of new narratives all the time and stuff and like be outside of your own, this is going to sound up my own ass, but like own consciousness. Like you're in this realm of thought of like, this is where your head's at, this is what interests you, right? Okay. But then you can make some new videos and stuff, but it isn't so much that like, it's not that you're really trend hopping or you're doing anything like that. It's just you're trying to make something engaging and new and entertaining that people will enjoy and want to click on. But a lot of it could be like people are like, oh, this is similar and stuff. Well, it's like, yeah, well, no shit, dude. It's like coming from the same spot. We're making tunes like every 2 to 3 weeks. So it's more about just like continuously trying to find like new and good ways to like, tell a story, I guess. Never try to limit myself ever. Yeah,
I've noticed that like objectively from watching the videos, I went back and watched a lot of the old ones, and you kind of assume that it's going to go that way generally because that's how it goes. Cause you just get fucking beaten into like, you know, square peg in a round hole type scenario, especially if you're like an actual artist, and you're not censoring yourself. But I wouldn't say they've gotten any less unique or less Meat Canyon over time. If anything, they have gotten more so recognizable and more so like,
The eeriness always, that's what sets it apart, right?
Yeah, what you expect, in a good way.
When my buddy first showed me like the animations, I was like, this is, because it all started with Ed and Eddie, and then like he showed a couple to me on like Watch Together, and I was like, this is fucking like, it's weird, because I immediately was like, yo, this is kind of like creeping me out. It's like 1 a.m, it's dark and shit. And then I'm like, all right, let's open up the rest of the channel. And then like the sun's coming up, and I'm like, oh, I've already kind of like binged a majority of it. I'm still kind of visually weirded out, but it's like that's the kind of like style you have going for you. So I don't think it's really more so like redundancy. I think it's just like you have a unique style and you want to keep like being faithful to it, right?
Also, I feel like it's like it breaks down an issue to its core components, and then you use those components to just make like a horror story. Mm-hmm. You know?
I try to, yeah.
The I think my favorite of the Meat Canyon videos is kid, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's a horror story.
That is a horror story.
Oh, God. What's it called? The kid. What's his name? The kid that plays Minecraft.
Oh, Tommy, isn't it?
Tommy in it,
yeah.
That video is, I think, my favorite of your videos.
Yeah, I actually asked him if it was okay. It felt weird. He was like 16.
Yeah.
I messaged him and I was like, hey, I was thinking about making this. Is this cool? And he was like, yeah, sure, go ahead. Because I was like,
he seems cool.
And he's square. He's
super
that
fucking
kid
nice.
Seemed, that kid is like, that kid always like seemed cool to me. Mm-hmm. Like, the only thing I really know about Tommy in it, because I don't watch a lot of that Minecraft YouTube content at all. But like when that kid was getting like canceled on the internet for some dumb shit, I was like, man, dude, just get 16.
Yeah.
That's the problem though with like the whole thing is like, man, being worshipped like a god like that and stuff, especially if you're like, that was like the whole, even the inspiration behind that video was like Minecraft creators now are like a new religious kind of force for people of
they
like,
are.
They're like setting this example and they're like, there's no way they can ever live up to like what their viewers expect of them and shit. Cause I'm sure like if any of those guys ever were actually, if they showed like, oh, this is how I act in person or something, it'd probably be so much more vastly different, than it is off camera or something. Cause they're, you know, just talking, like regular human beings or something like that. But, yeah, I don't know. Having that much like social force and stuff, I think like props you up to such a like weird degree, man. It's really, really
odd. Well, because like the way that I've always seen that community is like they're very tight knit and close. It's like to get into that community, it's like you're large as fuck creators. Mm-hmm. You have a lot of younger kids and they're very like socially, like politically correct in that zone. And everyone like considers you to be like this arbiter of like like this paragon of like good, you know, like you're a good, perfect morality. Person. Mm. And it's like, it always made me wonder. I'm like, yo, at 16, this guy's got a bigger career than most YouTubers that I've ever seen ever.
Yeah.
You know? Like, easily. I'll fully admit, I will never have a career as large as Tommy Innert, and I understand that. That's a reality of it. But that kid at 16 has that career, and he's already like, that's the problem. Like, he's in this situation. When I was way younger, like 9 years ago on YouTube, yo, it was the Wild West. You could kind of do whatever the fuck you wanted. You could make a billion jokes. But like in this current climate, oh man, at 16, fucking, that kid's got it. Like, you're on like the thinnest tightrope imaginable. So it's like, fuck, I don't. And here's the thing. I think it's also different too. Like, if it came out tomorrow that like, fucking, okay, if Twitter trended tomorrow and it was like some clip of me on like Modern Warfare calling somebody like all the names in the book, I don't think anybody here would be surprised. Likewise, if any of you guys got caught doing that, I'm like, oh, I expect this. I knew you guys are different off of the camera, you know? Like, no. I expected.
No.
No. Right? But it's like those guys, you're right. Like, if it comes out that like fucking they say even the slightly like, you know, edgiest thing, you know, off of like, you know, camera, because everyone does that on Discord, everyone does that in a game, fucking immediately removed, gone, you know, no more fan, tons of apologies having to be given on Twitter, which is like, fuck, it's a nuisance, it's an annoying world, but it is what we live in. But interestingly, on the Minecraft stuff, so like I made a couple Minecraft videos, and I don't know if like YouTube sent you guys this, but it's like contribution to Minecraft, and I was like, oh, I made like one video, I don't think I contributed at all. And they literally called the Minecraft like Dream SMP thing. It was like this generation's Game of Thrones. I'm like, that's fucking insane, dude. Like, they were calling it Game of Thrones, and I was like, what, are they got like stories and everything? Is there like a political faction?
There is. That's why it's so
there's like lore and shit, I'm pretty sure.
The SMP, yeah, it's very odd.
The SMP lore.
Yeah. That's why I'm saying we should make like the Crack Den SMP. Like, everybody that gets kicked out from that SMP needs to come to the Crack Den.
Bro, hell,
it'd be really funny if it was just a bunch of YouTubers that actually were doing crack while playing. And then it was just like that. Like, that would actually be so entertaining, getting to see people smoke crack or meth or something on camera. Minecraft.
Well, I feel like most of the YouTube gaming creators, I have to imagine are pretty much on like cocaine or something. Like,
some kind of upper, or even like Adderall, or like just pills, some crazy thing.
Well, I watched a Quibblecop video a week ago, and I'm not saying it, but that motherfucker was on something 100% Colombian, and I don't think it was coffee. That's all I'm just going to say. That dude was like hard into the video.
You should get him on the next podcast to clarify your statement.
We should. I mean, listen. When you start off your video, within the first second, when I'm like, all right, I was like, calm down. Just bet. Like, I felt like Vitaly when he was giving out sandwiches to homeless people. I'm like, just back off. Stop. I was like, relax.
I forgot about that. God damn.
Same.
I watched that video again. It was the funniest shit ever. The fact that he could have edited that section out and he just kept it in, like, just back off.
And then beat the shit out of a random lady on the street 3 years later.
So, funny you mentioned Quibblecop. Yeah. He actually messaged me a few days ago. Because I tweeted, I consent to be reacted to, because there was this one guy who compared reaction YouTubers to, like, rapists.
Dark Viper critical stuff.
Didn't he call Charlie out specifically?
Yes. No. So the whole thing over there, I think how it happened was Charlie reacted to that document.
And then he made a video back on Charlie, and then Charlie responded. Yeah.
Well, in the document, he mentioned Hassan, XQC, Pokimane, and Moist Critical as like low effort dog water reaction streamers.
I see.
So he did call out Critical first. Critical made a video and then kind of like went in on him, because a lot of the Twitter replies kind of like he likened the lack of consent that reaction streamers use being someone you should watch out at like a party.
Yeah, at a party. So like, it's like
his actual example
like
was like, yeah, cover your drinks if a reaction YouTuber is coming to sit next to you.
Motherfucker, hey. That's a three-pointer in the last couple seconds. God damn, that's a shot.
I was watching that like hell. I was watching that shit on stream one night, and I was like,
you were reacting, Ted, bro.
I was reacting to the reaction of a reaction. So I'm like, there playing GTA, and I'm like hearing this like doc, and I'm like, what? Like, when I heard that like one comparison, I'm like, okay, what the fuck? We gotta relax a little bit. To be fair, like, I understand. So it's interesting because I'm like friends with, like, we're friends with both Charlie and Dark Viper. Mm-hmm. Like, here's the thing, like, Dark Viper's idea of like reactions on Twitch. Don't get me wrong, there's a lot of Twitch like streamers. Like, Hassan's a good friend of ours, but let's not fucking joke around. Sometimes we'll put a video up and just like fucking
dude's
walk
watching
off
Master
the screen.
Chef, and he's cooking himself.
Yeah, like
what, bro? I have to eat, bro.
You know how they have that like live Tucker Carlson reaction with him like just stare. Like I saw the meme today where it's like live Hassan reaction is just like an empty gamer chair.
Yeah, I saw that. We use that in the, as an edit in the video, actually. That same exact thing.
Yeah. Dude. But like, but
there's two types of reaction content. Like, not all reactions are created equal.
Yeah, like you see the XQC shit where he's like, okay, fine, chat, fuck the copyright. Okay, let's watch Hunter x Hunter. Like, he's like, all right, I guess I can't watch MasterChef. Let's watch Hunter x Hunter and get fucked on
Twitch. Sue the Olympics.
I can't believe it. Yeah. Dude, I can't believe it was about to countersue the ICC, like, counterclaim that. I'm like, bro, you're not poking the bear. You're fucking the bear in the ass is what you're doing.
Yeah, hibernating.
Right? Exactly.
Yeah.
But, like, and then, like, yeah, so I get the idea of, like, lazy reactions, you know? So as somebody, like, I'm just going to say it. This is just my belief. Like, if somebody watches my video in its entirety on a stream, I don't really care. You know, like, for me, it's like, same. Especially if it's like a serious video, like I'm talking about like some real fucked up scam that I'd rather want to be out there. I kind of don't care if like my video gets 1 million views and like Hassan re-uploads that and he gets like 4 million views. It doesn't matter to me because that means in my head, 5 million people have seen it. Right. Which is ultimately more important than whatever fucking money I would make on the video and whatever it would give to my channel. Because I ultimately like the information and getting out there. But, like, I would imagine if you were, let's say, a smaller creator and it's like, this is your one banger video and all of a sudden somebody took your banger video and fucking hijacked it completely. I can absolutely understand the complete frustration on that one. So
this is actually kind of like a huge topic for Meat Canyon because this man makes 3-minute animations and it takes him like 2 months to make the video. Yeah. And you probably get 100 reactions to every single video you post, at least.
Yeah. You know, a lot of people, I really don't mind it. It's fine. I mean, like, inevitably, it has to be a way that, like, my channel's grown to and stuff, and, like, communities have been cool and have been like, mm-hmm. Oh, cool, and there's that kind of thing. The only thing that feels discouraging about it is I think that it also breeds a lot of, like, how would you say it? It's like, you'll upload a video and they're like, oh, I can't wait till X reacts to this or something. And it's just kind of like, yeah. I don't know. It's a very different form of like viewership or something. Once again, it's cool. And like, I'm glad. And like, you know, I've seen people where they like it or they hate it and that's all cool. But yeah, it also feels like there's no real way to be like, oh, you know, oh, maybe don't. Not that I would say this, but I think as a creator as well, it's also like, oh, don't. Maybe don't watch it because I think it makes you look like a dick or people are like, what's the big deal? It's like beneficial for you. Cause I think a lot of people and a lot of viewers don't understand. I guess that kind of like power dynamic in that relationship or something, if that makes sense. But yeah. Yeah. I mean, but it's also at a point too, where it doesn't even matter. It'll happen regardless. So it's just like, yeah, you know, let people do it.
I think fighting it just like puts you at like some weird crossroads with the community. It's like, because I feel like when it comes to YouTube, like the less, like, I don't want to be confrontational about shit that is ultimately out of my control, you know? Like, yeah, does it kind of piss me if somebody's going to put my entire video? I think what actually gets me though is like when I'm making a point and like somebody reacts to the video and they don't even like understand the point, you know? Like they come in with a bias, they come in confrontational, and it's like, oh, you're wrong, I'm right. I'm like, all right, well, you're not even going to even try. Mm-hmm. Now you're misconstruing a point. That's different. But like, it also kind of gets me when somebody, like, he'd put on a video and they just walk away. You know, it's like, oh, come on now.
Yeah, like, I mean, like, if somebody reacts to, like, if they upload my full cartoon and they don't do anything, it's just their face in the corner or something. Yeah, like, and it's, like, monetized and shit. And I'm like, well, dude, like, come on, man. You know, like what the fuck? Like, that kind of, that sucks a lot. But,
yeah, because you work, like, what, you work 2 months on something and somebody, like, takes 20 minutes to rip it and, like, re-upload it? Yeah, that sucks ass.
Yeah, yeah.
Why don't you, like, use the copyright ID system for videos like that?
I think it's just too, I don't know. Because I mean, I think especially on my main channel, like I've been trying to do on my second channel, becoming more of like, I guess, a personality and having people give a fuck about like the man behind the channel, you know. Yeah. But like as Meat Cannon, I mean, there's still a lot of people who think that it's just like a corporation or like a something like that. And I think when you get into
that,
when you get
corporation would make those animations
a good one.
Normie corporation would do that. What the fuck?
But I think it's I don't know. I don't want to be known as somebody who's like trying to like take down shit. Even like it just feels weird. It feels really weird because I don't know.
It makes you an enemy of the state, so to speak, on YouTube.
Especially if you're not a personality, people are just like, oh, well, don't even react to him. He took down X, Y, Z, or, you know, this person's channel, or blah, blah, blah.
You know, Hell of a Boss or whatever, or Has Been Hotel, like full animated series on YouTube. Each one has like 20 million views. They have a built-in copyright ID system that bots will copyright claim every re-upload or reaction.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know if that's right or not. I mean, it's weird, man. It's weird. I enjoy being a part of the YouTube ecosystem. I think it's cool. It also feels like sometimes as people react to things, you're kind of poisoning other sections of, like, maybe, like, it's other people's algorithm and you're getting seen more, so that's cool. But also, it's just cool feeling like your content can exist on multiple channels and stuff, too. If it's a full-fledged show, I could see that, because they're probably spending, like, I mean, like hundreds of thousands of dollars making those episodes. So it's like, whenever they want, like, no, we need to make our investment back. So I totally understand that too. But who knows?
It's different if you're like a commercial entity versus like a YouTuber, which the lines have really blurred in that, because most large YouTubers are by technicality also a commercial entity at some point. But like, it's different because like when you're in a community, right? Like everyone knows one another. So it's like, by knowing each other, it's like if you impede on somebody, right, then the other 900 people or like the other people in the community are going to like stay away from you. So like you're basically like self-ostracizing yourself, and nobody wants to be the fucking odd one out in that situation, right?
And you could, and you, like, you could be a person too that does like reach out to somebody on Twitter or something and be like, hey, do you mind like not react, like what you're doing I'm not cool with, whatever. I think that I always assume that if I ever did that, that people would be like, I'd get the face value, like, oh, yeah, for sure, man. And then, they would just immediately turn and, like, talk to all the people and be like, yo, fuck that guy, blah, blah, blah. He's saying this or that.
That shit happens, You'd immediately be, like, on Discord. It's like, fuck Meat Canyon. That guy's a bitch.
To speak from experience with, like, I have a lot of very normal reaction channel friends. That is absolutely the truth. I know at least 5 channels that if they reacted to your content and you reached out to them, or if you copyright struck them, they would make a video about that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely, dude. And that really sucks, because like I have respect for, like, my channel is a reaction channel, so like I don't have a lot of respect for myself. But when I see stuff that like people, like if I react to something that I respect genuinely, I always, in the beginning of the video, please beg, my email address is in the description, contact me if you want me to delete this. I will not fucking fight this even a little bit, because I'm only doing this to pay for something that I bought and have to pay off. All right. Like, to be totally honest with you. It's candy related, by the way. But and a lot of the people are not on the same, a lot of my reaction friends are not really on the same wavelength, and they're good people, but like it's like their business more so.
You don't take it as personally either, as a thing, right?
No, like, I don't take it. I would never take it personally, because I think they'd be illogical, truthfully.
The only time I ever take it personally is like if I'm shitting on like a crappy channel, like, you know, those fake story time channels where it's like,
yeah,
I got pregnant by a bear.
Yeah, those fucking
totally
suck,
real
dude.
True story.
Those aren't even those, close to being the same.
So those suck ass, and I make fun of like one or two. They're the only people that have ever sent me the shittiest legal text I've ever seen.
Yeah, really?
It's like, sir, if you don't take down your video, we will sue you. And then I immediately forward them like a lawyer address. I'm like, yeah, just go ahead. Like, fuck, go ahead and do it. I mean,
okay,
go,
like,
go off, king,
see,
I guess.
That's not really a reaction video. That's a critique. Like, that's a full on transformative.
Oh, that's what critique. I say. Cause I keep telling you, I'm like, based on the fucking legal system, what I did was, and I make sure all the shit that I do is like super fair use. Like, fucking, I make sure that I only show you like the 5 seconds of like video that I have to show you to make a point. I don't go above and beyond that. So it's like when they were sitting over there, it's like, sir, I'm like, I didn't rip off your content. I showed maybe like 10% of your video in the entire, like, maybe like 5% of my video's runtime was your fucking crappy video. And yes, I made fun of your stupid story. No, and if you want to sue, go for it.
I think you guys both do a good job about, like, I don't know, editing. I mean, I was, like I was saying to you the other day, but I thought that your editor's awesome. And I don't know, it all feels very transformative. It's a very clear line. Like, if you put them side by side with, like, somebody who's actually doing something different and, like, mm-hmm. making a video for their community versus somebody who you can tell it's just, like, a cash grab on, like, a popular video or something, you can tell. Mm-hmm. Like, you can so clearly tell. It's night and day.
It's good. I'm glad you say that, too, because, like, because genuinely speaking, people request the weirdest shit. They're like, hey, react to this, react to this, react to this. Mm. People literally in my community just want to see me do the stuff that I don't want to do, genuinely speaking. Like, but for some reason they love it, and it's not, there's nothing like bad about what they want. They just want to see those two things like combined. For example, I did a video with Soup and McNasty, these two YouTubers, the other day, and like the comments were so insane. They're like, I've been waiting years for this to happen. I never even thought, and no one even asked for it. But all these people came out of the woodwork, and they see it like that, you know? Which I would be interested to see.
We kind of got that response on this podcast, too.
Yeah, like, yeah, what? Exactly.
You guys know each other?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that was really wild.
There's, like communities are just so interesting, and like, especially the positive actors in the community. It's a really unique thing, and I feel like your community is extremely positive. Meet for sure, and same with you, Muda and Nux as well. I mean, we're all pretty lucky, to be honest.
I don't think we have like a crazy violent like, we don't have one of those like insane communities where it's like, you know, back in the days of Leafy, they were just like dropping his comments.
Yeah. Like everyone and all that shit. I remember before I even knew about that, I would like come across a video that was like just recommended, and then like look at the comments, and it's like 7,000 comments of people just putting hiss, and I was like, what the fuck even is this?
Yeah,
I was like, what kind of, is this like a channel meme or something? I'm like, I have no idea what this is.
Wildest shit that I've ever seen. It was very crazy. Too. Like he went like, everyone was just hissing out of nowhere. That was like, because I didn't even know it was such a, it was such an insane amount of hiss that I didn't even know who the fuck it was like isolated to. Because nobody was writing Leafy there. I was like, who's hissing? Who the fuck is this Markiplier? Did he fucking say hiss or something in like a FNAF video? Like, we all got fucking.
It's always weird. It's always funny too. The as soon as you see something, you start like seeing it. At least content wise. Like with a bunch of different people, you see the similarities of like the clones, I guess, that come out of the woodworks. Like as soon as I found out what Leafy was, I was like, within like hours of just being on YouTube, like working and like looking at videos, I came across like so many other like, hey guys, so this is what, and it's the CSGO surfing thing.
Yep.
Yeah.
The whole time.
Yeah.
They all did hundreds. That. It's so many, same game even. Yep. I'm like, why not just put on a different game?
Just doing the same shit.
Any other game.
It's so weird.
It's crazy. But I mean, you know, yeah, it's just, it was very wild.
Yeah, because it's the one thing that trended and it worked like crazy. And it's like, and that's the thing with being a clone that I find is always the funniest shit in the world. It's like clones never win. Like they never even have success in anything. Because it's like, you're just literally watching the RC Cola of like what you could just watch on the fucking, and no offense.
What's already free.
Yeah, no offense to people who are like huge into RC Cola. Like, I know there's fucking.
I love RC Cola.
Nobody.
No, you don't.
You're lying to yourself.
I fucking love
I'll fully admit it. RC Cola is fucking trash.
And moon pies? You don't need to drink RC Cola and eat a moon pie?
It's dust in a can. It's the fucking worst.
RC Cola is ass.
It's so good. What are you talking about?
Are you getting terrible. Like fucking sponsored by them or something? Like
that would be great. That would be so good.
Yeah, he has like a sponsor.
Big RC Cola sign. RC
Fuck,
Cola
I'm
fridge
thirsty.
Full RC Cola.
Listen, the first time I ever had RC Cola, first time in my life, immediately my first words were, I'm like, man, I should have just bought a Coca-Cola.
Dude, you fucking asshole. RC Cola is so good. I love it.
Why would you eat it with a moon pie? What does that do to the flavor?
The only time I've ever seen somebody actually had RC Cola in their fridge, I was like, hey, do you got anything to drink? Yeah, we got a, he's kind of disappointed and shit. He's like, yeah, RC Cola in the fridge there. Water. And someone's like,
well, it's also like Faygo, right? Like you go to somebody's fridge, you open it up. It's like, you got something to tell me about? Like, do you
that's
have
a pleasant surprise.
What?
Ooh, that's what I say when I see Faygo in the deal.
What do you say when you open it up and there's RC in there?
Oh, no, dude. Fuck.
it's differently.
It. Ugly ass can.
The only reason someone would have RC Cola if it was leftovers from a party because no one wanted to drink it. Like, that's the only reason someone would have RC Cola.
I'd love to go to a party where someone's like, dude, I picked up RC on the way. It's like, it's, why?
Dude,
I
that's what I hate when somebody comes to a party and it's like fucking, oh, it's like, you don't ask anybody to bring booze, but like sometimes somebody brings the booze and it's like, oh, you brought Miller's Lite? Thanks, man. Might as well have not fucking bothered, but I appreciate the gesture, I guess. I fucking hate
Dude, I'm from the South, and so are you, Meat, I assume. You live in Texas, so I assume you're born here, but...
I was born in Missouri.
Okay, that's still kind of the South, right? Not really.
Yeah, pretty much.
Hey, Meat, you're the only 10 I see.
Oh.
Happy Valentine's Day, motherfuckers.
I was in Kansas City. I had nothing to do with Tennessee, but that's all right.
Wait, what did you say? Like, did I just like zone out completely for a second?
Yeah, a bit of a stroke. That's right.
What's up with the RC and moon pie? Give us
this lore. It's a thing. It's like a southerner thing. RC and moon pies.
What is it like? Fuck up the flavor? Is it like brushing your teeth and slamming a fucking?
The teeth are already corroded, so they're just like texture and mouthfeel means nothing.
Dust also, were you about to defend Miller Lite in this fucking
No, Miller Lite sucks.
No, it Miller sucks. Lite's fucking ass. I was like, there's no way you can logically defend that.
But I love RC. I know they haven't had many influencers repping their brand, but I'm please subscribe or
would
know.
That be your dream sponsor?
Yes, dude, that'd be so fucking
fun. I want Totino so bad. I give it. I'd say Totino's party pizzas, bro.
I have a contact, actually. I did a sponsor with him a couple years ago.
All right, dude. Well, I'll send him your way. Big dick swinging, apparently. Yeah, I know the guy.
I would love Cheese Whiz as a sponsor, to be honest with you. I'd love that shit.
I know Totino.
Fucking Cheese Whiz.
Cheese Whiz is my fucking idea.
I wish that it was just a pile. Instead of all those, what is that, G Fuel back there? Instead of that, it was just Cheese Whiz.
I know. Dude,
empty boxes of crackers and Cheese Whiz all over
there. Literally, like, I would fucking love to have Cheese Whiz as a sponsor. And here's the thing. I fucking hate Cheese Whiz. I just love how horribly processed that shit is. I do. Like, it tastes like ass, okay? It does.
It's fucking disgusting. It's canned cheese.
Exactly. That's exactly why I'd want it, because it's like the epitome of, like, gamer shit. Like, I can't fucking get... Like, it's like that's like the one gamer snack that's more gamer than fucking G Fuel shit. It's just having Cheese Whiz. The first time I ever had it, my dad's brother brings it over. He, like, fucking... He buys this fucking jar of it, and he comes back, and I'm like, all right, this is my first time having Cheese Whiz. Let's see what the hype is. I fucking have one bite of it, like, on a fucking crab. I'm like, never fucking again. This is trash.
You should try it again, then. If it's been that long, maybe your taste buds have changed.
Maybe they've just become worse.
As you get older, it has to, definitely.
Maybe that's why he likes it.
I really thought that your story was going to go into a realm where you're like, yo, yeah, my dad, the very first time I ever had Cheese Whiz, my dad came back and my uncle was shot or something like that. And we're like, what? Just something like, totally out of the woodworks.
Like a traumatic event.
Same day I had it.
I mean, I wish my dad shot my fucking uncle for fucking bringing that home. But like, Christ, that would have been a way better fucking story. Well, like, shit. No, he brings his. And here's the thing. He's like one of those like dudes who's. So my family, we're all like immigrant families and shit. So it's like. When he came to America, like, he's like trying really hard to be American, like fucking.
That's awesome.
If you're 100% American, Oompy, he's 400% American. You know, he's like, shit. I love keeping up with the Kardashians, and I love fucking Cheese Whiz. And I'm like, bro, you don't have to go that far into the American yet, okay? You don't have to jump that deep.
I didn't know those things were American.
Apparently, well, he's from New York, so it's like they're like fucking. Okay, and no disrespect to anybody from New York, but like,
fuck you if you're from New York. Dude. Fuck you,
everyone from New
you're
York.
You're the only fucking
you
state.
And you and your bodegas. Fuck you, dude.
I say unto thee, middle finger.
I love how Nux is just like deeply quiet right now.
I was just in New York and I absolutely hated it. I was there for like a month and it was horrible.
How many giant rats did you see?
More than one.
I lived in Bushwick. I worked in Bushwick, Brooklyn for like, I think it was like 4 or 5 months. And that was fucking crazy. Every like corner store or bodega or anything like that, they just put organic. They like write Sharpie organic on the outside. They just charge everything.
It's not even organic either.
No, it's just Lay's chips. It's organic.
Organic Cheese Whiz.
Organic cheese head, or we can make a boar's head sandwich. And you're like, okay, I guess. And it's like, $12. All right.
But yeah, that's the price you pay. I think it's more expensive than like Los Angeles, even.
I think so.
Mistake. Yeah.
At least for what you get, definitely. Like at Los Angeles, it's definitely steep, I know, but at least way more elbow room. Like you can at least live a little more comfortably, I think.
Mm-hmm. Here, just for the New York people, Los Angeles is also equally a shithole as well, too.
I agree.
I'm gonna straight up say it. When I was down a lot, that's the only city, aside from Houston. No, not even Houston, where I've had like two crackhead encounters within a 30-foot distance, you know? Like, you can't be in West Hollywood and not see like a crackhead's cock at least once on the weekend. That's the image I had, you know? And it was that one moment in my life where, like, you know, when you, like, look at a tiger in the eyes and it's like, oh, you maintain eye contact, otherwise they're going to attack you. That's exactly what I had to do to maintain my safety in that fucking city. Never had to do it in New York. Okay, so it's a West Hollywood.
The analogy of you look at a tiger in the eyes.
Yeah.
I don't know when that became applicable to you, but then so you're looking at this crackhead with his bare cock out and you're just like this. Yeah.
Well, I have to.
He's like, fuck me right in my ass.
No. I looked down at the cock once and I immediately went back up. Like, it's hard. It's fucking the hardest shit imaginable.
It wasn't hard.
He was limping. He had a limp fucking cock, but look him in the eyes, and it was like, I looked down for a second, I'm like, all right, he's exposed.
Oh, that's sad.
Maintained the eye contact right there. It was kind of sad, because I was like, oh, so I guess I'm not attractive enough for you to be fucking raging a hard one on.
Dick's all limp, little baby dick in his hand.
But he just like kind of runs off into the darkness, and I'm like, all right, cool.
Like a cockroach just... Yeah. Like, holy shit!
What the fuck?
What if he came back and there was like six more of them, but they look all identical?
Oh, dude, that's what I thought. That's literally what I thought. So I was like so happy that the Uber came in, and I was like, all right, let's get the fuck up out of here. All right, we'll deal with whatever's after. I was like, shit, this is... Like, it's one of those situations where, like, the guy comes up to you and it's like, I knew in my head, like, I have to maintain eye contact because the moment I look away, it is like a tiger. Like, he's going to come and lash at me. He's going to, like, destroy. We had a crackhead the night before washing his asshole on the driveway of the Airbnb. Like, I pulled in and it was, like, somebody at the front door. I'm like, who the fuck could this be? He was washing his asshole full.
How was he doing that?
Well, because there was a little, like, tap outside by the front door where, like, you know.
Oh, yeah, so he was positioned up and he had his asshole pressed up against it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was like by drinking. There. The spigot was running, so he was like fucking washing the ass. And the way that I noticed, I pulled up right next to this man and I locked the car door and I was like, ah. Well, I mean, at this point, it's like you can either roll down the window and be like, get out of there, or you know that his
hey,
ass is already.
There.
Yeah, like I could have done that, but then. I felt like I was going to be the asshole. Like, it was going to be one of those, like, you know when you go on Reddit, like, am I the asshole? Was I the asshole for yelling at this obvious downtrodden man? Wash your ass and you can run off, you know? I was like...
I don't know, man.
What if he lived there?
That kind of sounds like someone that would, like, react to your content. I would say
like, dude, well, immediately in that moment, because, like, I remember I was like, you know, this is the same neighborhood Hassan lives in right now. I kind of feel like the socialist. I feel like the man sharing my resources with the common man. So I'm like, fuck, enjoy your life.
This is your moment.
It's all good,
this
bro. Clean up.
I have a Porsche Taycan, though.
You want a sponge or something?
You keep washing that thing.
Dude, I was scared shitless because that door didn't work. The front door lock didn't work. So I was like, man, this guy better run off into the darkness because if he figures out that door is open, we are fucking gone.
Running off in the darkness is cool, but like Meat said, if they come back and they've multiplied, that's scary as shit.
They will be back, and they will be back in numbers.
Yeah, that thing that fucking Hassan though, the $200,000, what was it? The Porsche Taycan.
Porsche Taycan.
Dude, he bought that to fucking trend on Twitter. Let's be honest.
He had to. He's a genius, truly.
He really is. Like he it's funny because when that whole like Twitch leak came out of like everyone making a shit ton of money, which never surprised me. I'm like, oh, you guys are shocked that XQC, the largest streamer on the platform. Is it making a shit ton of cash?
It just shows how naive people are.
Yeah, but also, they made way less than I expected. Like,
really?
I'm not going to lie. They all made way less than I expected. Of YouTubers.
Yeah. If you compared it to, like...
so much more.
This wasn't including, like, donos or merch or anything like that, though.
It was including everything, wasn't it?
Not merch.
But it was including
just
donos,
like,
what's that mean?
It includes like bit donations, but not like direct donations.
I was gonna say, yeah. I mean, the donations must be. Only a couple months have I ever heard from or even who Hassan is. I had no idea. What a controversial figure.
Mm-hmm.
My dude, word. I had him in one. I did this video where I was drawing streamers, and I drew him in there. And it was like, so it was either, oh, I love Hassan, or people being like, why the fuck would you draw that guy?
Exactly.
And I was like, oh my God. At first I was like, holy shit, is there some kind of like accusations that I don't know? And then I went and looked at him like, what the fuck even is this? He's just like hanging out. I don't understand the the heating.
Well, because he's like a socialist like streamer where it's like, I want to get taxed more, but then it's like, you know, fucking, he always gets canceled when he buys some extravagant shit. Like he bought like a house in West Hollywood, which like the average price is I think $2 million.
Millions of dollars, yeah.
Eat the rich, so but like, rich.
Yeah, eat the rich. Exactly.
That was the funny thing with, what was it? Who was a Nico Lol or whatever? Didn't she do something like that?
That was
really funny.
She blocked me on Twitter.
Oh.
Yeah, just for Chris.
You don't get to see her OK Boomer thing anymore.
I'm so fucked. Every now and then I would go back to her pinned tweet with 300,000 likes and I would watch
Come on!
Yep. Yeah. Every couple of weeks.
Well, what do you guys think about her crazy Dallas like skyrise like apartment? She had like a $2 million apartment. I remember like fucking
in like Dallas.
Yeah.
Dude, I roasted it because I was like, who fucking buys a $2 million apartment in fucking Dallas?
In Dallas. Hey, I can't wait to look at 7 grocery stores around me that have been closed for 30 years. She's like, this is awesome. I can't wait to be in this vacant building. I think she's the only person there. She's like, I love the Cowboys. Go Cowboys.
I watched that video with my brother, and my brother was like, why the fuck wouldn't you just buy like a mansion out there? Like,
I'm pretty sure get some land.
Yeah, dude.
You can do whatever the fuck you want. Instead, you're in like, oh God, Dallas is just such an ugly fucking city.
Down my phone when she did that, and I've looked at real estate in Dallas, Fort Worth. I'm like, yo, you could fucking buy a mansion, not a McMansion, like a mansion for $2 million out there. What the fuck?
Yeah, you could build a commune and feed the locals.
Yeah, you got a cult by you, dude. You could fucking Texas is anything.
I got a cult.
I love that she moved to a state without state tax too, which I thought was kind of hilarious.
I always like it. I love it when you come across like, so that's always the best part about the socialist stuff. They moved to the most capitalist friendly part of the United States.
You're a socialist, but you're an accountant, not a socialist.
No, your accountant's like
I always like when people say shit too, like, oh, well, they'll get us in property. I'm like, oh, yeah. Yeah, but yeah, I bet. I'm sure state is so much vastly more than property tax when people say that shit.
Oh, over there in Texas?
Yeah.
It's nowhere even close. No.
It's not even close. Literally. I lived in Oregon and it was like 9% income tax. And
Virginia is
gouge out my fucking eyes.
Yeah. It's like 7% sales and then 7.5% state income tax. Plus personal property tax, plus real estate tax. So
Canada moment.
Sorry, that was the IRS telling me to fucking... Sorry, boys. I think we might get audited with these fucking crazy rates. You guys are talking about 9% being bad? Yo, motherfucker, I'm...
Yeah, Canada.
That's Canada. Canada. That's just state. We got federal, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus
I mean, our
15% FICA if you're self-employed.
Hey, it beats my 55% tax bracket. Fuck you.
Not are
you
by both much.
Are you guys in Canada then? You two?
Yeah, we're in Canada.
Oh, okay. Cool. That's cool.
I'm in the good province. He's in like the weirder one.
I'm in the shitty.
I've only ever been to Vancouver and I loved it. It was awesome.
Vancouver's great. It's like kind of like our Los Angeles, I would
say. It's a beautiful city. Couldn't fucking believe it. Beautiful. Yeah, except it's clean and it's beautiful.
it's clean.
And they have river. They have actual rivers, not just a fucking slab of cement. And they're like,
but we're missing some of the culture, Meat. Okay, Vancouver doesn't.
What
have
are you talking?
Row.
I went. So when I was in Vancouver, I went for an animation job. I went for an animation interview. And when I was done, because I know that liquor there is taxed to like.
Oh yeah,
moon and back.
Excised up the ass over here in Canada.
It's crazy. So there was apparently in the downtown area there was like this Jameson bar or something, and it was like stupid cheap for some reason. And I got fucked up there, and I saw every walks of life go through that fucking Jameson bar. I got drunk with these Australian guys, these architects or whatever, who were like, oh yeah, we're going to Nevada soon. We thought we'd stop through Vancouver. And like it was just fucking crazy. It was an eclectic group of people. In Vancouver, so many people that didn't even speak English, and fucking Russians and all sorts of shit. I didn't know where the fuck I was. I was like,
it's also our money laundering capital. So let's, you know, that's why you meet all the eclectic individuals.
I'm like, oh my God, what are you guys doing here? Nothing.
Just buying land.
Leave me alone.
just buying land and property, friend. Not doing anything different. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my God, I love your accent. Where are you from? That's me as the American. Oh my God, see, I love your accent. You sound like a villain.
You sound like a Bond villain.
The weirdest thing I've ever gotten out, and like weirdest thing ever. So this is something weird, like about accents too. So I don't know how close it sounds, Impy, but like sometimes I talk to people over the phone, and like I was talking to like the, you know, the healthy gamer guy. Dr. K, he thought I was from fucking Texas.
What?
He thought my accent was from like Texas or something. I'm like, I don't know what you're trying to say. Apparently, I don't even sound fucking Canadian whatsoever. Like,
I wouldn't
when somebody
say you
talks
do
to me.
Sound very Canadian.
That's fucked
I don't,
up.
I don't think I sound very Canadian either.
I think people, I mean, at least from when I grew up, but people, whenever you did like a Canadian accent, it's always, you know,
oh yeah.
So when I think people would use that.
When we talk about, yeah.
How I Met Your Mother accent.
That's what a lot of the truckers sound in the convoy right now. That's what we know.
No!
Look, I'm allowed to say it. We're in martial law at the time of filming, okay? So what the fuck? All right, I'm allowed to. I have to stay indoors now, otherwise it's a dangerous fucking world at the moment. Okay, shit. But yeah, that was interesting about like the Vancouver. So you're out there for an animation thing, and like you're getting wasted at the bar, and you see like Australian architect show up.
Yeah, well, I was like, yeah, I was shit faced because there was this Jameson bar, and their shots were like super cheap, and I was like, this is so weird, because yeah, everywhere else it was just insanely expensive for like just like a Jack and Coke or something. But yeah, it's like these four guys, and I was talking to him. I was just, I mean, just so shit faced, just so absolutely drunk. And
you kind of have to be in Vancouver though. I couldn't stand that city. It's too like, it's I don't know. It's too clean. You know, it's
yeah.
I
thought I was into some kind of future. I thought I was another
utopian
planet. I was like sitting there. I was like, oh my God, they have trains in the skies, kind of shit. I was like, yeah.
I guess it's rude to compare it to Los Angeles. Like, L.A. has Skid Row, and like Vancouver doesn't.
You see, Wolfing, Texas.
And you get like different seasons and stuff too. But the
in
fucking
L.A. you have homeless people washing their asses, and
every day is the same thing.
Dude, have you ever seen the property around Skid Row though? Have you ever seen how expensive that shit is? You're literally priced out of the homeless encampment in the area. Dude, you can't even afford the homeless encampment in that city. This is how fucked it is. Like, Skid Row apartments are like a million. They're like a million and a half to buy a Skid Row apartment. Like, your view outside, it's like, we have an amazing view of the city. Yeah, you look down, it's like fucking just depression. Like, what the fuck?
I'm so surprised when I hear anybody has a job that doesn't make them millions of dollars there. Like, I have a couple of buddies in the animation industry, and we'll be at like hanging out or whatever, and their buddy comes over and they're like, I'm a baker. I'm like, how much are you getting fucking paid baking to live in this fucking city? And they're always like, well, we have like six roommates. I'm like, there it is.
Yeah.
There it comes up. Yeah, we live in a commune.
Yeah, we wash our assholes outside people's houses in the
fall. What if that's like the next thing to tell you? It's like, yeah, sometimes we Uber up to West Hollywood and they have like spigots outside the front door and we just get free fucking water.
It sounds like crust punks, yeah. Some shit like that.
Call that a West Hollywood bidet.
Fuck 'em. Yeah.
See, it's like that's the thing. Like, if I had like grown up in that city, and like you told me, like fucking get a job, go to college, I'm like, what? And never be able to pay off the debt, dude. I can't even pay off the closet that I fucking mortgaged in this place. What do you want me to do? Like, shit.
I was looking at all sorts of places, just like trying to find places that aren't just so remote that it'd be terrible. But yeah, just trying to find like a lot of my friends are moving to North Carolina, like Asheville area. I guess that's like cheap and nice right now. But yeah, I don't know. It feels like everywhere is just expensive. I can't even like Kansas City now is expensive, and fucking minimum wage is $7.25.
One of my buddies built his like house in like fucking remote South Carolina, and that alone is still fucking expensive. So it's like look, it's an expensive fucking world to live in. All right, you know, like remember when we were like kids and shit, and they told us, hey guys, you know, you go to college, work hard, and
yeah, work at this bread factory for 18 years and retire at 42 and be able to afford a huge house. I remember my mom's like, we bought my house for $78,000 back in the day. I'm like, shut up, bitch. God damn it.
Fuck you.
I said that to my dad in a less colorful way, yeah.
My dad dropped out of school when he was 13, and he's just like, yep, retiring at 48. I'm like, dude, fuck you, dude.
Well, that's what I had to tell my dad, because my dad was like, you know, houses like in the market, you know, like fucking 30 years ago were like $150,000. I'm like, Dad, you can't find a fucking laundry room that's $150,000. What the fuck are you talking about? A house? Like, a whole house? Like, are you sure you don't have, like, roommates? He's like, no. And then they tell you, it's like, life is... Dude, in school, they always give you that bullshit thing, like, go to college, you'll fucking get a job. Good luck. Good luck doing any of that.
I have so many people come in, like, if I'm streaming, I have so many people come in and ask, like, oh, I'm thinking about going to art school or something. And I just tell them, like, don't. First off, well, the only thing that's good about college is if you're really terrible with, like, social anxiety and stuff, it could help you get out of that and, like, be able to, like, I don't know, be able to network and actually talk to people.
But as far as
the degree is worthless. What? And I was like, if anything, take out a $10,000
doctor, lawyer stuff.
Well, yeah, I'm talking about artists, so worthless.
But if
so
it's the,
anything
artists,
that's licensed,
like,
yeah, anything that you need to actually learn for sure. But like animation or something, I tell people, I'm like, take out like a $10,000 loan, pay your rent with that, and then just look up YouTube tutorials for, I don't know, 2 years or something like that. And
well,
work next, a job
did you
on
go
the
to
side.
Art school?
I did not.
Okay, well, look at you. You're more of an artist than any
exactly. A living PNG right now.
Exactly. Like Oompy, you go to art school?
I got kicked out. Yeah.
You got kicked out of art school?
No.
What the fuck? Okay. I went to art school. Charlie did not go to art school. I think he went to
Yeah, he did.
Well, I mean,
to art school.
I went to art school for a semester just to learn After Effects. Dude, I walked in there and like. Yeah, so this is the funniest thing. I was the biggest asshole in that class because I already had like a job and everything. So when I walked in and like I asked the other students, I'm like, oh, what are you doing? I'm like, this is like my third time at college. I'm like, okay, so what did you do to begin with? And it's like, yeah, I went to journalism. And I was like, oh, so you fucking got that degree, realized that did fuck all for you, and then you came in here and this is going to do fuck all for you? It's like, I mean, gluttons for punishment, I guess.
I don't get it either.
I don't understand it,
I mean,
but yeah.
That said, my brother just got into med school, and like he looks at how much it is. It's like $55,000 a semester, kind of thing. Like that's insane.
I went to homeschool. Were any of you guys homeschooled?
Hell yeah, dude.
I was not.
I wasn't a fucking loser, dude.
Just
be a total dick for no reason. I had no control over that. I'm like, I don't care, dude. Fuck you.
Dude, you would be surprised, or you probably wouldn't be surprised at all. Telling people I'm homeschooled, they're like, that makes sense. That makes sense. Especially in real life.
Well, how does that make sense? It's like, what are they going to ask me? It's like,
well, I mean, Oompy believes that the Earth is 6,000 years old.
I do not. That's not true.
There you go. There's the facts.
It was not. Yeah, fucking facts. Exactly.
You got that good teaching coming.
It's in a book.
When you were watching the VHS about the Earth history, did the dub go, Mountain Dew is the best drink ever? Did it do that?
RC Cola and Moon Pie.
Yeah, exactly. He won't stop dying on the Earth. Do you have RC Cola right now?
I actually just ran out.
Yeah, okay. My ass.
Dude,
I swear to God, Instacart, it's on the fucking order for Instacart.
Okay, show us right fucking give us that receipt.
Hold on.
You're like, yeah, do you have RC Cola in your fridge? I just literally fucking guzzled the last drop before I filmed this one.
I'm all out of cheese jizz or whatever the hell it's called.
Cheese jizz. Well, that's what the spray can version is, man. The cheese whiz shit. That stuff is fucking disgusting. It's like,
wait, what? Are you? You're not joking?
I'm not joking. Serious? They have spray can cheese. You didn't know that? Aerosol
it's not
cheese.
Cheese. Jizz though.
It's called cheese whiz.
I mean sometimes I get the Sharpie and I change it to cheese jizz, but it's not actually cheese jizz. But yeah, that's spray cheese. And it is as disgusting as you could fucking imagine. Yes.
Sounds pretty bad.
That's like some state fair fucking food, you know?
Look at Caleb just
hold
adding
on.
It to his cart real
no,
quick.
No, I'm not. I'm trying to find it. You can't get it from HEB, you only get it from Brookshire's. I haven't gotten a Brookshire's order.
I like how
HEB
doesn't even carry RC Cola.
Yeah, HEB doesn't.
They're like, no one's going to buy it. They're dusty on the shelves. Get them off. Fuck it.
They're like contaminated and shit. Fuck that.
They changed their can, though. It looks good now.
It must have been like a fucking while ago, Caleb, because you're really looking through your receipts now.
The RC lasts me weeks, months.
Because you don't want to drink it.
We bought it in December, yeah. I think.
You know why? You
it
lasts
looks
months
now?
And
this
weeks.
This looks so fucking gross, dude. Looks like medicine. Looks It looks like a meal shake. That's what it looks like. One of those cans.
Oh, you're just showing us a screenshot.
I know. I can't find
dude,
the order.
That looks like a can of fucking Ensure, bro. That looks like a can of Ensure.
It's called like oats, like thick
like
oats.
Old people are going to use that to stay right.
I better get my thick oats from the Instacart there.
He's actually ordering more of it too. I can imagine. I'm like looking at his muscles and his arms, and I'm like trying to anticipate like what he's tapping.
Yeah, I'm tapping, bro.
Like, there we go. It's like fucking 99 cans overnight shipping.
Pinwheels, RC Cola, and Moon Pies are. I always have a and oatmeal cream pies and cosmic brownies. I always have a solid supply of.
Dude, how the fuck do you have such a slender body? I eat one thing and I just balloon up to like. I can't have one Star Crunch. You're talking about all these. You had the whole Little Debbie catalog.
I eat at least a cosmic brownie a day. I don't know. It's good genetics. My dad's 48 and has like an 8-pack. He's shredded.
Well,
I don't know.
Also, you do cook some fucking amazing food. Sometimes I'll go on like Oompy's Twitter and he'll have like a beef Wellington. I'm like, how the fuck is this the same guy that's chugging RC Cola and then cooking fucking beef Wellington? Like, fuck you.
Nothing pairs better with beef Wellington than a nice aged RC Cola.
Oh my. And they're all aged too.
Oompy, do you go to like a steakhouse or something and like fucking when they're like, they're giving you the wine pairing, you're like, shut up! Give me the RC with my fucking filet.
I'd love to hear that rejection every time. Do you guys have RC? They're like, no, we have Pepsi products.
Yeah, you cannot get RC Cola anywhere.
You know why?
I wonder why.
Don't say why, because you're wrong.
You have RC? Are you serious? You're like,
what's that? What's RC?
Do your eyes light up when you go to like the Jack in the Box and they have like that mix your own drink like vending machine?
Oh, yeah.
And you click on the cola and you're like, RC? Fuck yeah, boys, let's go.
Start screaming and stimming.
Yeah, slapping your belly
and
clapping.
He was the kid that said to his mom, I want RC Cola, and his mom just gave him Coke and said it was RC Cola.
What's the other brands they have? Like Mountain Lightning or something instead of Dr. fucking Bob. Mountain Dew?
those are great Walmart brands, dude. Dr. Thunder, Mountain Lightning, I'm telling you.
Have you guys ever had Dr. Bob?
No.
It must be a northern thing, because I only saw it in Virginia. It's from
Dr. Pepper?
Like, it's like a Dr. Pepper ripoff, yeah. Dr. Bob.
Dr. Bob.
Yeah, check out the...
Does Dr. Bob have a medical license, or like, are we just going to fucking...
No.
Dr. Bob's like Dr. Phil, all right?
What a great... Dr. Bob. I see two side by side here. Dr. Bob, and of course, it's equal Dr. Pepper counterpart, Mr. Pig, which is another one.
I want to make a tier list of great value drinks with you, Caleb, when I fly down.
Absolutely.
There. Like, we should just sit down and be like reviewing. And you're going to like actually read them and be like, all right, F tier, F tier, F tier, F tier.
RC Cola.
No. Mood is going to taste. You're just going to switch like the bottles of the RC Cola and the Pepsi.
The night before, he's going to like Coca-Cola and like rebrand it as RC, and I'm going to have RC. I'm like, oh, wow. RC is really different in fucking Texas. This shit is actually good.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Man, the East Coast must be fucking me in the ass with RC, because down in Texas, this shit is as good as Coca-Cola. Maybe even better. He gets like the original Coke that comes in like the glass bottles that you can only find. So those I didn't know, but like you can only really find them down in like the South and shit, you know, like the original, like,
because
I think they import that from Mexico, where like, because Mexicans are like, we don't really fucking appreciate corn syrup like the Americans do. So we're just going to use real sugar.
Use cane sugar. Yeah.
And then I tried it. I'm like, that shit is just pretty good. Amazing.
Spicy. Oh, it's so much better.
Yeah, I do think Coke though. This might be a galvanizing opinion that I'm about to lay on you guys.
Here we go.
Coca-Cola.
Here we go.
Is only good for the first sip, and then that's it. I think it's disgusting
after that. You told us this opinion. You have like a million half drink bottles of Coke.
Yeah, I really do. I only finish Dr. Peppers and not really Pepsi. I don't like Pepsi.
Do you have like one swig of the Coke and then you leave it for like a day and you come back
to it.
It just
doesn't have the same full body that RC Cola has.
Yeah, how much money does RC give you? Like, actually, are they paying for the candy? Like, are they paying for everything? Like, what the fuck?
There's such a good woody nutmeg taste to the RC that really makes it age.
It tastes like aluminum. I love that.
I will say, cola in general, I'm literally looking
at the Diet Dr. Bob can. I'm looking at the Dr. Bob can.
Yeah.
This shit is like, this looks like something out of Grand Theft Auto 5.
It's terrible.
Like, it's a parody.
I think it's fantastic.
Dr. Bob sounds like the kind of doctor you'll find on the Joe Rogan Experience.
Dude,
the Joe Rogan Experience, that dude is getting, that dude has gotten so much shit in the last 2 weeks. I hate to be him and his, He's getting fucking destroyed. The White House wants him to shut the fuck up. It's kind of insane.
Wait, what?
Yeah, there's like the White House, like medical chiefs who are like, yeah, we think Joe Rogan's kind of stupid, so we'd like him to kind of, you know, Spotify to jump in. And I'm like, first off, what kind of an idiot is watching Joe Rogan taking it seriously? Like, that's just natural selection kicking in, bro. Not the other way around. Come on. Like, I love watching Joe Rogan, but sometimes when I watch his show, I'm like, if this guy could talk about DMT the whole episode, you know he fucking would. Like, you know he would.
Yeah, it'd be funny if he was like, I'll stop talking, I'll stop recording. If anybody can come down here and leg wrestle me and win,
fucking need.
I wonder how many people. I feel like Caleb, you could take fucking Joe Rogan on. You got at least feet on him.
He's like, you got 2 feet on him. But he's a troll.
Yeah, he's a little ape.
Yeah,
he's nothing but muscle.
Yeah,
it's like looking at a footage of like gorilla in the jungle, and you're like, oh, it's peaceful.
He can't
really like slams its fist into the ground. And you're like, oh my word.
Let's do that thing where we'll train like Caleb. We'll get like a personal trainer. We'll like fucking bulk you up like Chris Evans, right? Okay. For like 8 months, but we're gonna pay a CG artist so every time you make a video, you look this skinny.
Okay.
So like out of nowhere, you'll like fucking start beef with Joe Rogan. Like, yeah, I'll fucking come down to Austin and kick your fucking ass.
$40 million in debt with CGI and training.
Yeah,
and he still gets his ass kicked because Joe Rogan has like 35 years of like martial arts training.
No, but like we'll get you all trained up. We'll hire like some fucking Delta for like Spetsnaz dudes to be like, we'll train you. Like, we'll turn you into a fucking human killing machine.
It is going to take a lot of work.
Yeah. He's going to be like, it is going to be very difficult, but I'll turn you into ex-Soviet killing machine. And then we'll fucking start the beef with Joe Rogan. It's like, we're going to kick your fucking ass. So he has no idea. He just watched your last video.
He just doesn't even respond. You don't even get to fight him.
Oh, no, he's gonna respond. We're going to hit him where it hurts. We're going to be like, you must be this tall to fight Caleb. And that's going to be Baldy. Enough to piss him.
Short, bald guy.
Hey, thumbhead, you fucking...
Hey, bald guy. He's like, motherfucker, fuck!
I bet your ass is hairy. When you sit down, it sounds like you sit on a bag of chips.
I feel like Klein was having his beef with him on Twitter and like Joe wasn't responding.
He just didn't acknowledge
I feel like all Ethan had to do was just be like, you must be this tall to come on the H3 podcast. And that would have been fucking enough to send him out to a dizzy. Come on.
How tall is Ethan though?
He's got to be taller than Joe. Cause I see Joe and it's like, have you ever seen the photo of like
it's
Joe
like
standing there? Like,
there's a funny edit.
He's got that Keemstar bod.
There's that funny edit of, Joe Rogan standing next to Jordan Peterson, but it looks like he looks like a 4-year-old child.
Yeah, that's the one I'm talking about. It's like really short, dude.
It's really, really funny.
I mean, like Joe Rogan's like he is a troll. Like he's fucking strong. He's got like 35 years, but there's nothing you can do to like increase your height, aside from like some deep ass cosmetic surgery.
Torture rack. He's gonna
exactly
torture rack and stretch himself
medieval
out.
Medieval sodomite torture.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, some crazy shit like that. But that's generally the whole understanding that I get. Like that's probably the one way to draw him out. But I will say during that whole beef or whatever, like the fact that he didn't respond, I'm like that's some like class act shit. Like
I mean, I think that was pretty great on his part. Like, well done, dude.
If somebody was beefing with me like that, I wouldn't respond either, and like that would just be like the instant immediate win.
I just
like,
know that I
mean, it was
kind of
like, you know, Ninja
anything,
versus Pokimane, that whole beef, and like she like posts DMs and the whole internet's hating on him, and then he just starts playing Fortnite. He just goes live and plays Fortnite.
He just doesn't care.
Oh, yeah. Didn't Ninja sue her or something like that? I'm so fucking
No idea about that whole thing. That's like an interesting way to like sort of tie off this episode is like, what happened to all of that? Like, fucking Pokimane, like she gets hit by that one guy, Gideon, right? Or whatever the fuck
Wait, she was hit?
It's like, not hit, not hit. Like he rated her chat with the L plus ratio.
L plus ratioed.
Yeah.
I thought you were saying, okay.
Oh, no. Holy God, shit, no. That was
Gideon's not a reaction channel. He doesn't just go around hitting women, okay?
No, God, no. He like jumped in and L plus ratioed her on like Twitch chat, which like, okay, I get it. You violated Twitch harassment rules, but like, it's also L plus ratio. Like, calm down now, all right? It's not like this dude sent the fucking, it's not like this dude opened the floodgates of like complete, you know. Whatever, it happened. So like fucking he gets his account fucking like suspended for like 14 days but he keeps doing it on another platform. So because that's another rule broken, it's like permanent suspension. Now, I don't know if he's unsuspended because him and Pokimane are cool, but like out of nowhere. And by the way, like at this point, I'm like, I don't know the full story because I'm like out in Houston, like chilling. I open up my phone and I'm like, oh, Ninja, like his wife apparently sent like fucking messages.
His braless wife threatened a lawsuit.
Yeah, she threatened some lawsuit. And I was like,
awesome.
Really? That's how it happened?
Coolest lawsuit ever.
Well, he looked like a total asshole, apparently. She made him look like a total asshole, I guess, on Twitter. And he kind of just, like the next day, he's like, that night, he's like, all will be addressed. Tomorrow, he like starts up a live stream. It's like, all right, boys, let's play fucking Fortnite. Build some houses and shit. Why not? Like, fucking no fucks given, no care, no nothing.
Pokimane on her stream right now is like, Gideon, the guy that started all of this, he apologized to me, but Ninja didn't. Like, it's still sort of attention.
I can't be fucked to just, I mean, I just don't give a fuck about any of it. It just exhausts me. It's like I feel like I'm in high school or something. Did you hear this? No, I don't give a fuck.
I think it, like, what makes me laugh is, like, the Sniper Wolf shit where, like, she ghosts a dying fan. Because she couldn't take 5 minutes away from her busy schedule of reacting to TikToks to send one call. Like, what gets me is like
that's a bit
funny.
Of a memory slip.
Like, that's fucking old.
Was that today?
David Adam.
Time is the most precious thing ever.
She died.
Oh fuck. Oh crap.
Better make a reaction.
That there's a Sniper Wolf. A reaction channel in the wild.
Like, you gotta be imagining, like, your Sniper Wolf and, like, her fucking mansion and shit.
God,
after it's, like,
30 million subs. Holy shit.
Dude, she, like, Sniper Wolf sits down in her mansion after she's done reading the Google Doc reaction to TikTok videos. And, like, as she sits back, she's like, oh, do I call that kid with cancer or...
Hell no.
Yeah, fuck that, dude. I got shit to do. I got steakhouses to
this
go to.
This isn't contagious, is it?
I won't catch this over Instagram Live, will
Why is my,
I? Like,
my chest hurts. My throat is scratchy.
What gets me, though, is, like, fucking... I think what, like, exhausts me the most out of it is, like, when I go on Twitter and, like, you see the Google Doc link and it's, like... trigger warning / I'm like, oh fuck, dude, somebody's getting called out for some heinous fucking shit, and it's just like, it actually is the most soul draining stuff that you'll ever read about, and it's like, not for me, nope, I'm backed out of it. But yeah, it's stuff like that that makes me like, it's so like low, I would say, risk shit, like the Sniper Wolf stuff. That wasn't low risk, like, unfortunately that girl did pass away, the terminally ill one.
However,
she did get to talk to Sniper Wolf before she passed away. So
And she only ghosted her initially.
Exactly.
Yeah. True.
So
only while, like, before she got called out, obviously.
Thank God.
All's good at the end of the day. That girl got to talk with Sniper Wolf and then Stan Lee next. So it's like all fucking, you know, different.
Wait,
in that
Stan
regard.
Lee?
Yeah, Stan Lee, because she passed away. So she gets to
He's
speak
dead.
To
oh, man, dude.
Oh, wait, so her two wishes were to talk to Sniper Wolf and Stan Lee?
No,
okay,
I'm just saying
right.
Stan
I think
Lee
you missed
the
it,
asshole.
Bro. You missed it.
Oh, sorry.
No, no, you're
I'm
right.
Being,
yeah,
I'm
sorry,
saying Stan
like,
Lee to be the asshole.
She went into the afterlife and started talking to Stan Lee.
Yeah.
Red
Skull, you know, all the Spider Man.
Dearest readers.
Exactly. But, like, that's generally the stuff. And you know what? It's good that she did talk to the fan after all that shit. It was great. I'm glad that fucking Sniper Wolf took the 5 minutes out of her day from the Google Doc.
Pretty bare minimum.
I had to, dude, it was surprising how many people don't know that, though, Caleb. Like, I was on stream and people were like, oh, she's finding these TikToks. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
Look at it.
Crazy.
She wears the glasses. Yeah. You can see it in the glasses.
She literally just reads. There's no video. She just reads and then they put the video over what she's fucking saying.
Oh, God.
Dude, literally,
Yo,
the bullet point. It's like,
she's
it's
not
six
a reaction YouTuber.
She's a
she doesn't react.
She's a scripted
channel. Oh my God.
She's not a reaction channel.
She's
she
an
reacts
AI.
To a Google Doc. What are you talking about?
She's an AI.
That's a Google,
guys.
Yeah. Dude, she looks at a Google Doc and says, that's what I want to do. That's
she's
what
an
I want
audio
to
book
Oh,
narrated.
That's what my opinion is.
Artificially inseminated.
That's what
I
dude,
love
so,
this
so I was on
movie.
Stream and I was like, dude, Sniper Wolf's like fucking create like her fucking video product must be easy. Like, you go on Fiverr and you underpay somebody to write your scripts for the month, and then you just fucking record them and you pay the editors, like, oh, just slap the video. Done.
Yep.
Fucking stay you pay you literally can Genius. Pay for your fucking Lamborghini
Genius.
In like a week.
She's a fucking
easy
genius,
as shit.
Dude.
She's a fuck dude, girl boss moment right there.
Gaslight
one
girl
day,
boss, hot chip.
One day I want to get Sniper Wolf on and I just want to like fucking definitely extract the information about how she produces content. If she ever bullshits me and says, yeah, I sit down and I find TikToks in the morning that I record.
Really?
I'm like, oh.
Well, I've got proof that you just sit there, you.
I'm just gonna hit her up so I can get a loan.
I'm gonna go full Alex Jones on her.
I'm like, yo.
I'm gonna go Alex Jones on her and be like, you're fucking lying. It's a conspiracy. We all know you got Google Docs on. Show me your. I'm gonna ask her. I'm gonna be like, show me your fucking browser history, and all the 99 results are gonna be Google Doc, Google Doc. I'm like, I don't see no TikTok in that. I don't see no YouTube in that. We know what the fuck's going on.
We should get her boyfriend Sausage on our podcast.
Her boyfriend's name is Sausage. There's so much about this site that I don't know. All these characters, Sniper Wolf, and she's dating Sausage, and they're rich, and they look at Google Docs all day. What kind of Harry Potter world is this,
dude? But it's that part of the world. I just love how like low effort it is. You know, part of me just like
it's amazing
dies in happiness because it's like she's found. It's like, you know, like that old formula, like alchemist gold or some shit, like how to fucking make gold.
Mm-hmm.
She's found how to make fucking gold.
Literally, yeah. Truthfully.
Literally, yeah. It's like you go on TikTok, you look up fucking, you literally look at the trending category, and it's like, wow, I know exactly what's paying the fucking bills today. Shit. Top 10 TikToks that'll leave you oddly satisfied. Even the titles.
I'm writing all this down for my second channel. This is going to be great.
I firmly believe if you do this, like, actually, if you do this on a third channel, no connection to me, Kane. No connection to you. That'll probably outclass your main and every. That'll outclass any channel.
Okay.
In like a span of like 6 months.
I'm just kind of doing it as a test. I'm starting another channel called Nuxcord tomorrow, where I'm posting every single day. If Discord makes me laugh, I lose. Episode 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I'm just gonna post that video every single day, forever.
If Discord makes you laugh,
I'm gonna go on stream, ask my Discord to send me clips, and I'm gonna look at clips and.
Okay, but like this is gonna be like a 24-hour fucking video.
No, I'm just
going to Discord's not fucking fun.
Okay, so maybe I don't lose, huh? Ever think of that? I just don't lose. I do the first ever YouTuber try not to laugh challenge where I don't laugh.
Yeah, it's like a continuous YouTube live stream that never ends because you've never laughed fucking once. That's what it is. Oh, but you know, we are reaching that 1 hour, 30 minute mark, and we've talked about a lot of stuff. We went from Tom Brady's weird kisses all the way up to the Sniper Wolf lore that I think me, Canyon's like actually, like our fucking buddy here is actually like absorbing. You know,
he's in on it.
I don't want to say that you're going to see my channel be a bit different in the future, but don't be surprised, I guess. Don't be surprised.
Fully expect it. Well, first. Drink an RC. That's what you need to do next.
I'm going to drink an RC, and I'm just going to, no matter I'm gonna make myself throw up, and I will record it, and I will edit it in a way to where it is. You will not be favorable in this, in the end result.
I'm going to go fucking, is there RC available near me? I'm going to go buy a can of RC, and I'm going to read that right shit today.
I'm not.
I'm going to see RC no, Cola, you. RC Cola in Canada.
They don't have RC in Israel.
Sedge.
Oh my God, it's made here?
What
the fuck? RC's made in my hometown?
No way, what?
Wow. What the fuck is this? What the fuck? That is fucking insane. It was introduced 117 years ago, and they make it in fucking Mississauga? What the fuck?
I do like how every soda is just from like hundreds of years ago.
created... 1480.
Fucking for real though. Like holy shit.
It's a World War One fucking product.
Well, before that, we're settling up in a new town.
Well,
it's
think about cola though. Like, what's in cola? What's the ingredient? It's just fucking phosphate and all this weird shit mixed into one. So clearly, it was never once engineered to be a drinkable product.
It's the Philosopher's Stone.
I'm actually surprised, man. Fucking, this is like my hometown. I could literally go to this building right now.
Do they bottle it? I thought it was from like. It's such like a southerner thing.
No,
like
it's 50s drink to me. It's all non-US branded ones. So anybody not from the South is drinking RC, okay, it comes from my hometown.
That makes sense.
Well, that's why it must be so shit here.
All right, Dan. All right. Okay, then.
We get like a Canadian version of RC Cola. The first RC Cola ever was 1905.
Wow.
It was designed as a way because people believed Coca-Cola was too expensive, the actual syrup. So Hell yeah. You, RC Cola is literally the capitalist invention to like fucking price match Coca-Cola.
That's awesome.
All right. Well, you brought us in here, Oompy. It's time for you to take us out.
Thanks for watching the Some Ordinary Podcast.
That's it. That's the answer. All right.
That's the one.
Special guest, Meat Canyon. He's a great and talented artist. Do you have anything you want to show our audience or you want people to go flock to and see and spam I love RC Cola on in your comments?
No,
stands for Royal Crime Cola.
If they want to look me up, they'll type in Meat Canyon probably.
True. And no one's made it this far anyway, so
okay there yeah. you go.
So yeah. Yeah, anyways, thanks for watching.
Well, thanks for chatting, guys. It was awesome.
It was a pleasure meeting you, dude.